Then we look at the Protocol of 1919. A Russian newspaper, Prizhev, of the 5th of February 1920, published in Berlin, contained an interesting document in Hebrew dated December 1919, which was found in the pocket of the dead Jew, Zunder, the Bolshevik commander of the 11th Sharpshooter Battalion, throwing light on the secret organizations of Jewry in Russia. This protocol has, like the first, never been called into question by the nation of Jewry. It reveals identically the same plans and purposes of the Jews for world domination and revenge which pervade them all. This one especially gloats over the Jews' conquest and enslavement of Russia. In extenso, it ran as follows. Secret. To the representatives of all the branches of the Israelite International League, Sons of Israel, the hour of our ultimate victory is near. We stand on the threshold of the command of the world. That which we could only dream of before us is about now to be realized. Only quite recently feeble and powerless, we can now, thanks to the world's catastrophe, raise our head with pride. We must, however, be careful. It can surely be prophesied that after we have marched over ruined and broken altars and thrones, we shall advance further on the same indicated path. The authority of the to us alien religions and doctrines of faith we have, through very successful propaganda, subjected to a merciless criticism and mockery. We have brought the culture, civilization, traditions, and thrones of the Christian nations to stagger. We have done everything to bring the Russian people under the yoke of the Jewish power and ultimately compel them to fall on their knees before us. We have nearly completed all this, but we must all the same be very cautious because the oppressed Russia is our arch enemy. The victory over Russia, gained through our intellectual superiority, may in the future, in a new generation, turn against us. Russia is conquered and brought to the ground. Russia is in the agony of death under our heel. But do not forget, not even for a moment, that we must be careful. The holy care for our safety does not allow us to show either pity or mercy. At last we have been allowed to behold the bitter need of the Russian people and to see it in tears. By taking from them their property, their gold, we have reduced this people to helpless slaves. Be cautious and silent. We ought to have no mercy for our enemy. We must make an end of the best and leading elements of the Russian people so that the vanquished Russia may not find any leader. Thereby, every possibility will vanish for them to resist our power. We must excite hatred and disputes between workers and peasants. War and class struggle will destroy all treasures and culture created by the Christian people. But be cautious, sons of Israel. Our victory is near because our political and economic power and influence upon the masses are in rapid progress. We buy up government loans and gold, and thereby we have controlling power over the world's exchanges. The power is in our hands, but be careful. Place no faith in traitorous, shady powers. Bronstein, that is Trotsky, Applebaum, who is Zinoviev, Rosenfeld, who is Kamenev, Steinberg, all of them are like unto thousands of other true sons of Israel. Our power in Russia is unlimited, in the towns, the commissariats, and the commissions of food, house commissions, and etc., are dominated by our people. But do not let victory intoxicate you. Be careful, cautious, because no one except yourselves will protect us. Remember, we cannot rely on the Red Army, which one day may turn its warfare on ourselves. Sons of Israel, the hour for our long-cherished victory over Russia is near. Close up solid your ranks. Make known our people's national policy. Fight for eternal ideals. Keep holy the only laws which history has bequeathed to us. May our intellect, our genius, protect and lead us. Signed, the Central Committee of the Petersburg Branch of the Israelite International League. It will be noted that the above was found in Hebrew as the original at the protocols of the Elders of Zion and all the secret documents of the Jews are. There are plenty of manifestos in Christian languages that are intended for the Goyim to read. Of these, we take no account. Israelite International League can be none other than the Alliance of the Universal Israelite, founded by Cremo and headed by Rothschild. All the protocols tell the same tale of malice, revenge, cupidity, and murderous hate against Christians and Christianity. Judaism is Satanism, and no amount of ritual and cabalistic camouflage can hide this fact. I want to read one statement for you.